Welcome to Common Sense Coalition Talk Radio, where you'll find straight talk from people with good old common sense.
I trust your opinion.
And now, for your host, he's putting sense back into nonsense.
Absolute insanity.
Well, you can hear me on the radio.
And I welcome you today to CSC Talk Radio. It is my honor, my privilege, and my pleasure to be here with you today as the days march on. Yeah, I intended a little bit of a pun there, but I have to laugh, and sometimes I just fume, at the ignorance in today's political arena, don't you? I've struggled here financially with the show, and personally, as I have sacrificed to sustain things, but I have done these because I believe in the mission of common sense. I mentioned yesterday, and I shared the old writing of the obituary of common sense. And I have once again several stories today, several articles, several pieces of news that might make you cringe. They might make you laugh at the absurdity or the stupidity of people. What is a conservative? I'm beginning to think perhaps nobody really knows. Nobody really knows the meaning. So we'll look at that briefly today as well. I have in my hand conservative. Then I went to the dictionary. Holding to traditional attitudes and values and cautious about change or innovation, typically in a relation to politics or religion. A person who is averse to change and holds to traditional values and attitudes, typically in relation to politics, again, it says. It also talks about political religion. It says conservative, this is from WikiLeaks, the worldwide conservative web there, is a broad system of political beliefs in the United States that is characterized by respect for American traditions, support for Judeo-Christian values, economic liberalism, anti-communism, advocacy of American exceptionalism, and a defense of Western culture from threats posed by creeping socialism, moral relativism, lots of isms, multiculturalism, and liberal internationalism. Liberty is a core value with a particular emphasis on strengthening the free market, limiting the size and scope of government, and opposition to high taxes and government or labor union encroachment on the entrepreneur. American conservatives consider individual liberty within the bounds of conformity to American values as the fundamental trait of democracy. With contrast with modern American liberals, who generally place a greater value on equality and social justice. Well, we would debate their truth in equality. Now, there's several. This is a long definition, and there was even more because it broke it down into the socialism and other things in this particular definition on WikiLeaks, not WikiLeaks, whatever it's called, the dictionary thing. So, what is conservative? Fox News and The Blaze and other so-called conservative talk shows, including CSE Talk Radio, claim to be conservative. What is it they are trying to accomplish? Educate and activate, that's what we say here, with truth and common sense. Now, when we read about common sense yesterday, we talked about reasoning and being responsible and discretion, the importance of the attributes. These are important attributes, I believe. Don't you? There's so much to cover today. I have several articles I want to share with you, so let's get started. By thinking, as I go through these articles, thinking about the truth of conservatism and the truth of what is common sense. What do you believe we the people should do in this nation to bring back to life the republic? And the republic is when the people are in charge. So if you're not willing to do anything, there will be no republic. Joy Behar, she gets on the news, on The View. I don't know, when did they become a I guess they've been doing it for a long time. I don't consider these women to have a good grasp of politics. I consider them to be negative. I consider them to be very opinionated, and I can't just, you know, I'm opinionated, so I can't put them down for that. But I believe they are socialists, which means they lean on the communist side because of their choice politically. They don't understand, you know, when I think about conservative, I think about our founding fathers and what they actually established this nation to be, which is the people in charge and not a king. So they believed in small government. The government should stay out of your lives because they had and suffered so much from that. Joy Behar, there is absolutely on this left side of the liberalism, I don't think there's a right side of liberalism, but on this left side, the progressives, socialists, communists, they hate the president, Donald Trump. They no longer even respect the fact that we, the people, elected him. They'll chime out, well, he didn't have the popular vote. No. But he did across the nation, except in certain big cities. He did. He had the forgotten man vote. So their anger may be directed at him because they hate what he stands for. And what he stands for, what he claims he stands for, is the Republic. Joy Behar, which I have absolutely no respect for her. Joy Behar's, I call it Joy Bazaar's political banter. She's always bantering. Well, this was Friday, and after she gets on the air and she wishes everybody a happy St. Patrick's Day, she goes off on Donald Trump. I can't help it. It's so horrific. It's so horrendous. Just when you thought it was safe to stop talking about Trump, when did they ever think that? He unleashes his budget on us. He wants to cut clean water. Yeah, he wants everybody to drink dirty water. That's what he wants, Joy. He wants to stop helping old people and public education so we can all be as dumb as he is. He wants to stop helping old people and he wants to stop public education. Now, how bizarre is Joy? Because he doesn't want any of that. You know, when Ronald Reagan, this is one thing I had against him. When Ronald Reagan was candidate for president, he said he was going to do away with the Department of Education. There is no reason to have a federal Department of Education or any other federal departments. Not really. Because that just makes big government and bureaucracy. Excuse me. But when he got in there, before he left office, the Department of Education was larger. What happened? What happens to these men with good intentions when they become president of the United States? Now, I like Ronald Reagan. Don't get me wrong on that. But here Joy's going off on Donald Trump with just absurd comments. He wants us to have dirty air, dirty water. Of course, that's what he wants. These people are desperate. And what I started to say in my monologue with my struggles here financially, I have made decisions under desperation, and they're usually bad decisions. The liberals are desperate, and they're making stupid comments. They're not using good discretion. They're not using common sense. And, of course, they're not conservative. So they don't want small government. They want government in charge, because that's what communism is. We're going into a break. I'll open up the phone line. Stay on topic today. 877-895-5410. And we the people, we're going to try and use common sense. We will be right back.
Bye.
progress constitutes change and upgrades. My satellite provider was the last to hang on to the old StarGuide 3 satellite receivers. This is a necessary one-time expense that will provide an opportunity to improve and expand CSC Talk Radio. You, my listeners, have been with me every step of the way. I want to include you in this time of opportunity and growth. $40,000 is needed for our satellite receivers, and an additional $20,000 is needed to upgrade my studio equipment so it is compatible with the required new satellite upgrades. A GoFundMe page has been established for CSC Talk Radio for the amount of $60,000. I mean it each morning. It is always my honor, my privilege, and my pleasure to be here as your voice across this great nation. Be a part of CSC Radio's new era and donate today at GoFundMe.com CSC Talk Radio or send a donation to Post Office Box 73, California, Missouri 65018 and specify satellite support. And together, we will bring America home. The Civil War did not end slavery, but it did put over 8 million black and white Southerners into the bondage of poverty. The Kennedy twins, authors of the best-selling book, The South Was Right, have done it again with their latest book, Punished with Poverty, The Suffering South. Did you know that slavery lasted 70 years longer in Massachusetts than it did in Mississippi? And did you know that until the end of the Civil War, the South was the wealthiest section in America, but since then, it is America's poorest? The war upon the South was initially executed to destroy real states' rights and make the federal government supreme in America. As pointed out in Punished with Poverty, the defeat of the South made big government in America not only possible, but it made it inevitable. Visit KennedyTwins.com. First it was our Native Americans, then it was our own Southern states. While nobody likes to talk about subjugation, we are now an entire nation ruled by big government, the feds. And dare I say, sovereignty is nearly dead. Punished with Poverty. Order today. KennedyTwins.com. Visit KennedyTwins.com. Melody Cederstrom and CSC Talk Radio team up as Common Sense Voices of Integrity. I personally endorse Melody Cederstrom to be your trusted go-to expert for all your precious metal needs. Experts agree a financial crisis and even collapse is inevitable. Given our government's lack of economic leadership and self-interests of those in power, it's no longer a question of if you should purchase gold and silver, but if you will purchase gold and silver before it's too late. Melody encourages you to tune in each weekday morning. Visit CSCTalkRadio.com. We both agree truth and education are the two significant factors in both our missions. There is a wealth of misinformation out there. Let Melody and Beth Ann help you sort through the chaos and bring you home to the truths that will ensure that you and your family are protected. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading 1-800-375-4188 or online at DGScoins.com. Melody and Beth Ann are strong forces together working to preserve liberty and bring America home. And we have returned. You're listening to CSC Talk Radio. This is Beth Ann. I have some absurd articles that I want to share with you. Now, yesterday, we talked about Tommy Lauren, and she went on The View. And the article that I have was written by an Amanda that she was pretty upset with Lauren, with Tommy. Tommy's a beautiful young 24-year-old conservative. She calls herself a conservative. However, she considers herself pro-choice. And her explanation for that is because she's constitutional. She believes in small government, staying out of your lives. Okay? So that's the explanation she gave on The View. Those women will eat you alive. Well, I don't know what it is or how they hire people at the Blaze. They're all supposed to be conservative. I guess we need to define that. But if they want to bring a young woman on like Tommy Lauren, and she's been a go-getter, do they insist that she be pro-life? And if they do, they messed up. And if they don't, they need to forgive her. But they have suspended her. They've suspended her for her comments, probably mostly because she said that it's constitutional to be pro-choice, which it is not. The Constitution doesn't say anything about abortion. That goes back to the common sense and the reasoning and using discretion and the moral values of Judeo-Christian beliefs and faith. If you don't believe in that, if you don't believe in life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness, prosperity, and property, then you're not going to necessarily stand for life, be pro-life. But anyway, she has been suspended from the Blaze, at least temporarily. I don't know for how long. Judge Napolitano has been silenced or suspended from Fox News because of his comment regarding the wiretapping and the possibility of Great Britain being involved in that. That had President Barack Obama used Great Britain's intel instead of the U.S.'s intel. I'm paraphrasing here this. So Fox News has taken exception to the comments that Judge Napolitano made. And he made those, I believe he was on, maybe he was on more than one, but when I watched him, he was on Lou Dobbs with that. I believe I'm correct. I watch him all night long, so. So, what is a conservative? You know, they shut up Colonel Peters for a while. They suspended him for 2 weeks because he made a derogatory comment about President Barack Obama. You don't see any of these mainstream medias shutting people up for their comments, like Joy Behar saying Trump wants everyone to be as stupid as he is. What kind of respect is that for the president, or just the office of the president of the United States? I kind of chuckled at what the Colonel Peters had said, but it wasn't right. He shouldn't have said it. And Mama used to say, if you laugh at the joke, you're just as bad. But just saying, he shouldn't have said it. And neither should all of these liberal lefts that hate Donald Trump. They need to respect the office. And they're not respectful of the office. They're not respectful of the man. And they're not respectful of the political process here in the United States. The freedom of voting. They don't understand. They want their way, and when they don't get their way, then they want to change the rules. You know, you've seen people like that when they play games. They want to change the rules because they're not winning. It is my hope and prayer that the American people truly have awakened to the fact that what the political arena in this nation is pushing, this socialism, they call it progressive. It's communism. That's what it is. It's big government versus the people. And the people will no longer be in charge. Are you in charge? Do you fear the government? Do you fear what might happen if you make a mistake on your taxes and how you're going to be punished and fined? Do you have a fear of the government? Of the bureaucracy and what they will do, the EPA, when they come in and they do inspections and they come in and they fine, they fly drones over the farmers' lands to make sure that they're participating in the right things as far as the EPA's restrictions and mandates and regulations. Are you in fear of a government? If you are, we're already under tyranny and you know that. So have the American people truly awakened to what's going on? Do we really have that hunger for freedom, for liberty, for life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness? To own your own property, to have the ability to fight for, to reach for your dreams, and to be whatever you want to be legally. Rush Limbaugh says we're in a crisis. We are in a constitutional crisis, he says. Well, he's right, but we've been there for a long time. When you have the BLM and the EPA and all these bureaucrats coming on your land, coming into your communities and telling you what to do, you're already in a constitutional crisis if you think that that's okay. I want to discuss this just a little bit, what Limbaugh said. We're going to go to Tim in Iowa. Tim, how are you today?
Great, Beth. How are you doing today?
I'm doing all right, sir. Thank you. What's on your mind?
Can you hear me okay?
I can. What's on your mind?
Okay, great. Well, you know, you've been talking about Tommy Lauren. I was calling to tell you about how I think Tommy Lauren's happens. Usually they're a college Republican. Usually when you get somebody that young that's talking points on our issues.
Yes.
And you start to wonder, well, how much life have they led? Because a lot of us, we formed our opinions and values over having lived a while, right?
Our discretion comes from experience, doesn't it?
Exactly, yeah. Yeah. Well, what usually happens, now, if you remember Essie Cupp, she ended up being a disappointment, too. And a lot of this happens because you've got this nobility in the ruling class. In fact, I've gone from... They're not D.C. occupiers anymore. They're Pharisees. You know, we've talked about getting the money changers out of the temple. Well, now is the time for us to start thinking that way. In the past, that might not work. But you get this ruling class going on, and they get picked out from the college Republicans. And they know the right verbiage and everything. I've seen meetings with these college Republicans. They bring them in from out of state. And they train them on features in your. They're going to be working for an establishment candidate that DC wants, and they're going to teach them the verbiage. They're going to teach them the history of the state.
Absolutely. When I was in Colorado a few years ago for the big thing they had there at the Centennial Institute, the school there, the college. I met a young man. And he was very proud to introduce himself to me, and he was working in the Republican Party, Tim, and he was, I can't remember what his title was, he handed it to me. It was all about party. It's all about party. You know, the Democrats, they bring in these young people. I don't know, I don't see too many young, but they bring in these young people, and it's all about party, and the Republicans are no different. And they're not teaching them about the Republic. They're not teaching them about what true conservatism is. I mean, we throw that word around. Now, she seemed to be conservative in many of her values, but like many young women, there's not all of them because a lot of the young women are turning away from abortion. She's buying into that line that it's your choice on your body. So
see, now she's starting to end up on Fox News and she's starting to get some attention.
Yeah.
So it's time for her to move on, see, because she's done the thing. She's went in. Who knows what kind of intelligence she's gathered on where she started out.
Well,
you know, we know what turned out on and who spoke out against her yesterday.
Well,
and who knows? They are very clever how the establishment works this. I wouldn't be surprised if Paul Ryan and his wife.
Okay, we're going into a break, Tim. I need to let you go. Appreciate your call. Appreciate your input on Tommy. We're going into a break. The phone lines are open at 877-895-5410. That's 877-895-5410. Tim's absolutely correct. They're brainwashing and they're using our youth. We need to take care of that as we bring America back home. And we will be right back.
CSC Talk Radio's goal is to bring America home. That includes you and your business. Radio is a powerful way to brand your company and increase your profits. Find out how to join CSC Talk Radio, help educate and activate America, and grow your business at the same time. Looking for new customers? Looking to have your business reaching out from sea to shining sea? Advertise with CSC Talk Radio. Believe in your product? Let Beth Ann be your personal spokesperson to properly brand your product and company. It's simple, easy, and affordable. Grow your business, grow common sense, and together we will bring America home. To be a part of CSC Talk Radio, call 573-796-2166. That's 573-796-2166. Or send email to beth@csctalkradio.com.
Did you see that? I think somebody had some work done, like a facelift. No, not Beth Ann. Her website. Yep, CSC Talk Radio has had a facelift for sure. A new logo and a new fresh look. Visit CSCTalkRadio.com. CSC Talk Radio is a coalition of conversations between Beth Ann, you, and all America. So the look incorporates all America, from sea to shining sea. Beth Ann is truly in the middle of the nation, reaching out to all America as she continues her journey to bring America home. Join in the conquest for truth on CSC Talk Radio. In the next several months, CSC Talk Radio will be reaching out in different ways to help keep you informed. Get involved and share the education. As always, Beth Ann needs your help and support. Visit the website. Support our sponsors. Join the show on Facebook. Follow Beth Ann on Twitter. Contribute as you can. Whether on air, online, or social media, we need all avenues as we bring in the fold and bring America home.
The Coming Battle, Lost for 100 Years, first published in 1899, is the chronological history of the usurping of every American's sovereign rights by the unseen money powers and their agents.
The Coming Battle, Who Controls America? This book has documented how and why our elected representatives and the banking money power deliberately created the national debt.
Banking money power and corporate interests, partnering with government, set up a framework to exploit American workers.
The complete early history of the creation of the Federal Reserve.
The Coming Battle is a chilling and all too true saga of power run amok. A must read for all Americans who want to know where and when our country went wrong.
To order The Coming Battle, send a $15 check, cash, or money order to P.O. Box 73, California, Missouri 65018.
For credit card use, visit CSCTalkRadio.com.
Roger Simmermaker has compiled a wonderful book, My Company Tis of Thee, listing 50 patriot American companies for your convenience as a consumer. Part of bringing America home is supporting America by supporting American companies who have stayed steadfast and loyal to keeping their companies here and keeping Americans employed. Purchase your book today. My Company Tis of Thee is a valuable tool. Only $15.95 will bring into the resources of 50 patriotic American companies. 50 companies that every consumer should know about. Get your copy of My Company Tis of Thee today. Send $15.95 to CSC Talk Radio, P.O. Box 73, California, Missouri 65018. Or you can order online at CSCTalkRadio.com. Reward these American patriotic companies with your business. My Company Tis of Thee, just $15.95, so order today. At CSC Talk Radio, we salute these patriotic companies.
And we have returned. You're listening to CSC Talk Radio. Now I'm gonna share what Limbaugh said, and then we're gonna go on to something a little more serious. And at the last segment, I've got something that's really absurd that I want to share with you. But Limbaugh says we're having a constitutional crisis, and I agree with him 100%. But we've been having it for a long time. He points out, and what he's talking about is the judges that are coming up. They go shopping for a judge to rule against Donald Trump and his executive order. Why didn't the conservatives, the Republicans, do that to President Barack Obama when he was doing all those illegal executive orders? This executive order is not illegal, however. I'm not a fan of executive orders, and I don't care what president's doing them. You cannot dictate like that. That's not the way it's to be run. But right now, we're trying to bring things back home. So, this was Friday when Limbaugh went off on this, and he pointed out to the precedent set by the federal judiciary effort to deny Trump's travel ban and argue it would lead to other limits on the president's power down the road. We are on the verge of a genuine constitutional crisis because of the Ninth Circuit Court of Appeals opening the door for this Hawaii Obama-appointed judge to deny Trump's travel ban the second time going, and I want to get into detail as to what this really means and what the left is really doing here. It is not a legal dispute, he says. This is a silent coup that is taking place, and I'm sure has been strategized since before Trump was inaugurated. But the profound, devastating possibilities that result from this in terms of a president losing all constitutional, do you realize with this judge's ruling, I'll tell you where this is going. And he goes on to say, what if the president decides at any time in the near future that he needs to deploy troops? A federal judge can come up and deny that. And you're saying, no, they can't. Well, that's exactly what they're doing with this travel ban. And it's not a travel ban, per se, because it's only a short time period. And they are allowed, they're being vetted. They have to prove that they aren't enemies. We have to know where they're coming from. That is only common sense and good discretion. Rush Limbaugh is correct. But we've been in a mess for a long time. And let me tell you, we the people, you and I, the Republic, the Republicans are just as guilty. The D.C. occupiers, and Tim said call them Pharisees, they're up there playing this game and they're changing the rules. They're changing the rules. A federal judge that is an appointed judge, not an elected official, cannot, pun intended, trump the president's decision. He doesn't have access to the intelligence of what's happening in these other nations and what might be a security threat here. He does not have any of that. He made his decision, the guy in Hawaii, he made his decision on what he thinks of Donald Trump. Of things that he said when he was campaigning, we're going to ban Muslims. We didn't really say it with that. That was out of context. He did say it. But it was out of context just to take that. And that's what we're going to talk about here. I have an article that's a really good explanation by John Hayward. 7 inconvenient facts about Trump's refugees. Number 1, it's not a Muslim ban. You will search, if you read the executive order and search it in vain for the mentions of Islam or any other religion, he said, you're not going to find it. It isn't there. And I said, granted, CNN still lifts the phrase Muslim-majority countries into every article, but the order including the post in which they reprinted its text in full, but CNN used the word Muslim, not Trump. The order applies to all citizens of Iraq, Iran, Siberia, Libya, Somalia, Sudan, and Yemen. It does not specify Muslims. The indefinite hold on Syrian refugees will affect Christians and Muslims alike. He goes on, I'm shortening this because we're running out of time. Number 2, the order is based on security reviews conducted by President Barack Obama's deputies. As White House Counselor Kellyanne Conway pointed out on Fox Sunday, the 7 nations named in Trump's executive order are drawn from the Terrorist Prevention Act of 2015 to the 2015 Visa Waiver Program Improvement and Terrorist Travel Prevention Act of 2015, named Iraq, Iran, Sudan, and Syria, while its 2016 updated added Libya, Somalia, and Yemen. It came from President Barack Obama. All President Trump has done is put it all together, and we're going to vet these people that are coming in. These are countries that have a history of training, harboring, exporting terrorists. We can't keep pretending and looking the other way. That's the comment from Kellyanne. The moratorium is largely temporary. Citizens of these 7 countries named in the security risks are banned from entering the United States for the next 90 days. Refugee processing is halted for 120 days. That's all it is. It's not a forever deal. It's a temporary ban, for vetting these people. Obama banned immigration from Iraq, and Carter banned, this is number four, and Carter banned it from Iran. But you won't hear the left talk about that. But they did their own ban. Number five, Trump's refugee caps are comparable to Obama's pre-2016 practices. Says here David French, who was touted as a spoiler candidate to keep Donald Trump out of the White House during the presidential campaign, in other words, not a big Trump fan, wrote a lengthy and clear-headed analysis of the executive order for national review. He noted that after the moratorium ends in 120 days, Trump's cap, refugee admissions, admits 50,000 per year, which is roughly about the same as what President Barack Obama's admissions were in 2011 and 2012. Number six, the executive order is legal. Those invoking the Constitution to attack Trump's order are simply embarrassing themselves, he says. The president has a clear statutory authority to take these actions. As noted, his predecessors did so without much controversy at all. Much of the legal arguments against Trump's order, summarized by USA Today, are entirely specious, such as attacking him for banning an entire religion, which he did not do. Number seven, the executive order is a security measure, not an arbitrary expression of supposed xenophobia. Conway stressed the need to enhance immigration security for troubled spots in her Fox News Sunday interview. This was last week. French also addressed the subject in this post, and he goes on to explain what happened here. This is absurd what the left is making of it, but it is a coup. It is a coup. They want to stop the Republic. They like what they have in D.C. with the D.C. occupiers. They don't want you to have freedom. They don't want you to have liberty. They care very little about your life. Don't be fooled by their social programs. It's all about controlling we the people, not helping we the people. You need to understand that, including health care. We're going into a break, and we will be right back. Galaxy Press brings you a world of fiction and imagination. From the time when the West was wild and cowboys worked hard and battled for property and honor as they rode for the brand, the Western series are family-friendly Western stories. Will the good guys win? If you'd rather travel in space and ahead in time, your imagination will know no bounds with intergalactical drama, Battlefield Earth, an award-winning science fiction book. Mankind has to battle its way back from near extinction. Galaxy Press, publishing the forgotten fiction books, pure entertainment. By L. Ron Hubbard. L. Ron Hubbard, best known as a fiction author, Galaxy Press has made available his Western series as well as Battlefield Earth, Earth Before Star Wars. Escape today's politics. Enjoy audiobooks or sit down with pages in hand, far away from the day's toils and life's chaos. Visit galaxypress.com and order any or all of the Western series, or visit battlefieldearth.com. Mankind fighting his way back from extinction. Galaxypress.com. There is no fake news allowed. The cold, hard facts are what's happening in the West as well as where you are. Range Magazine's over 25 years of experience covers news that you'll never hear on mainstream media. As the winner of four consecutive Freedom of the Press Awards, Range Magazine is true to its written word. Journalism is not dead. Truth lives in Range Magazine. Don't miss the great stories, photos, and art that is featured in each of the Range Magazines. Call 1-800-RANGE-4-U. Ask CJ about her Buckaroo calendar or her latest book, as well as special offer for CSC Talk Radio listeners. Home, Home on the Range. Truth in Range Magazine educates Americans regarding the bureaucratic invasions in our lives, the taking of our land, life, and our liberty. Bring America home. Home to Range Magazine. Visit rangemagazine.com. Call them today, 1-800-726-4348. Tell them Beth Ann sent you home on the range.
For centuries, those who raise, breed, and work with animals have been revered and lauded for what they do. Today, across America, the rights to own and raise animals are under attack by animal rights activists and their increased influence on government and non-government agencies. This onslaught regularly violates protection from illegal search and seizure and a citizen's right to due process of the law, all of which are outlined specifically in the U.S. Constitution. Protect your animals, your animal enterprise, and your property from this abuse of power with a membership to the Cavalry Group. Membership provides immediate access to their team to protect law-abiding animal owners and animal enterprise against unwarranted search and seizure and false claims. They also work to protect their members' interests legislatively at the local, state, and federal levels. Get the shield that protects you, your animals, and your property. Join the Cavalry Group today. Call 855-748-4210 or go to their website at thecavalrygroup.com.
CSC Talk Radio's goal is to bring America home. That includes you and your business. Radio is a powerful way to brand your company and increase your profits. Find out how to join CSC Talk Radio, help educate and activate America, and grow your business at the same time. Looking for new customers? Looking to have your business reaching out from sea to shining sea? Advertise with CSC Talk Radio. Believe in your product? Let Beth Ann be your personal spokesperson to properly brand your product and company. It's simple, easy, and affordable. Grow your business, grow common sense, and together we will bring America home. To be a part of CSC Talk Radio, call 573-796-2166. That's 573-796-2166. Or send email to beth@csctalkradio.com.
And we have returned to listening to CSC Talk Radio. This is Beth Ann. We're in the final segment of today's show. I want to make an announcement that tomorrow will be Bill Bullard on with us. And this is kind of, I scheduled him at the last minute because there's some things going on that I want him to get us caught up on. And so we're going to talk about lots of things, including GPSA tomorrow. So you want to be able to tune in. I think there's a deadline on making some comments on that coming up Friday. So we want to hear what Bill has to say tomorrow. It is about kicking out the bureaucracy, people. It is about smart trade. It is about Rule America, the Forgotten Man. So Bill Bullard with RCAF USA will be on with me tomorrow, so you don't want to miss that. And I'm going to be scheduling some other people coming up that we're going to talk about the Obamacare or health care, da-da-da-da-da. And we're going to talk about the immigration issues again, too. I'm going to get Mike Cutler, reach out to Mike and get him back on here real quick. This is a little bit of good news, I guess, if there is any good news. But if you remember, and this happened in California, in city of San Jose, I'm sorry, when Donald Trump was running for president and we had the crowds and we had the anti-never-Trump crowds that were being rather nasty to the rallies that were coming together for Donald Trump at that time. Well, in San Jose, they're going to investigate. There is a lawsuit now from some of the people that were with Donald Trump coming to his rally. They believe that they were put in harm's way because they were led through the anti-Trump people that were being very ugly, very nasty, violent. And they were in hopes that the judge would kick it out. But the California judge is going to allow the Trump supporters their lawsuit against the city of San Jose. And he's going to allow it. She is going to allow it to continue. There was a 14-year-old girl that was reportedly assaulted by two people and was then allegedly denied assistance by the San Jose Fire Department. They're claiming that the police, certain ones in the police department and in the fire department, had a stand-down order from the mayor because he didn't like Donald Trump. In fact, they even went so far as to blame the people for showing up to the rally. I guess you got what you deserved, huh? Remember the picture, the video that they showed over and over and over again where the young woman was trying to get into the rally? and they threw eggs and they spit on her? These are the liberal left that are always telling us we are the intolerant and the deplorable ones. As they burn and loot and beat people up and hit them. That 14-year-old girl. And then there was a 71-year-old woman. They took her glasses and crushed them. And she was denied help. So there were several people. It says the plaintiffs allege violations of the class's constitutional rights, including the right to free speech, peacefully assemble, and due process, as well as various other statutory and common law claims. And it gives it all under here. It gives a little file of where you can go look those statutes up. They were there peacefully. The anti-Trump people were not there peacefully, and they have not been peaceful. And they are still not being peaceful. Look what they've done at the colleges. Look what they've done to block highways. That's not peaceful, and that's obstruction. Emergency vehicles, if you had an emergency, couldn't get through. That was the big deal with the bridge there with New Jersey. That they caused harm because they blocked traffic. So emergency vehicles couldn't get through to save lives. All right, now we're going to go to the absurd, as if that wasn't absurd enough. This is the Washington Post, and they're giving three Pinocchios for Senator Gillibrand's claims against silencers. Now, we're talking about silencers on guns. So you just have to hear this. You can't believe their logic. The statements are priceless. On March 13th, Breitbart News reported that Senator Kirsten Gillibrand, she's a Democrat from New York, was fighting the deregulation of deadly gun silencers, alleging that they put law enforcement and communities at risk. The silencers put them at risk. On March 20th, the Washington Post examined Gillibrand's position, especially her claim that silencers make guns dangerous by making them quiet, and gave her three Pinocchios for significant factual error and an obvious contradictions. Gillibrand is opposed to the Hearing Protection Act. The act is sponsored by Representatives Jeff Duncan, he's from South Carolina, and John Carter, he's from Texas, and touts the benefits of noise reduction, not noise elimination, achieved via firearm suppressors. The act also seeks to remove the burdensome bureaucratic process currently tied to acquiring a suppressor. The process involves being fingerprinted, photographed, passing a background check, paying the federal government a $200 tax, and then registering the suppressor with the ATF. Gillibrand told the New York Daily News. Now, this is what I want you to hear. This is the absurd language coming from these politicians. These deadly gun silencers pose a huge risk to our enforcement and our communities, and I will do everything I can to stop this ill-thought-out legislation that would allow more criminals to get their hands on these dangerous weapons. Now, this is a tweet. Can you imagine if we allowed a criminal with a gun in New York City to attach a silencer to their weapon? It'd be a dangerous mistake. It's a danger. Are you listening to that? The gun isn't what she's complaining about. It's the silencer that she's complaining about. The silencer. What if we let criminals have silencers on their guns? Well, are we letting criminals have guns? When someone gets shot by a gun with a silencer, it's quiet. Witnesses might not hear. Police will be less likely to track down the shooter. Now, that is logic. I'm telling you, that is logic of a liberal right there. They can't track down the criminal if they shoot with a silencer because nobody can hear it. How could we possibly let criminals have silencers on their guns? Liberal Logic 101. I'm telling you, there's no discretion, no common sense. And that part is up to you. I don't know if you found that as absurd as I did. I thought I could hear a few of you chuckling back there, but I wasn't sure. It's just absolutely ridiculous what these politicians will do. They hate the Republic. They hate that Second Amendment. But a silencer makes your gun more dangerous. You can't let criminals have silencers on those guns. We want to hear them when they go bang. Truthfully, educate and activate, and let's bring America home. Gold and silver have been the foundation of wealth for individuals and nations the world over. The history of man is packed with coins, jewelry, and artifacts that have spoken to the intrinsic value esteemed in gold and silver due to their rarity, durability, and usefulness. I'm proud to call Melody Cedarstrom a friend and honored Discount Gold and Silver Trading is a loyal sponsor of CSE Talk Radio. A Christian company founded on the principles of truth and honesty, Melody provides quality products, quality service, and competitive pricing. Let Melody's over 20 years of experience in gold and silver trading be your investment guide, from precious metals purchases to precious metals IRA. Whether you want to buy or sell, Melody and her team at Discount Gold and Silver will assist you and make sure you get the best deals possible. Call Melody and tell her thank you for sponsoring CSE Talk Radio, and then let her know you want her to be your gold and silver dealer. Visit Melody online at dgscoins.com or just give her a call at 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188.
CSC Talk Radio's goal is to bring America home. That includes you and your business. Radio is a powerful way to brand your company and increase your profits. Find out how to join CSC Talk Radio, help educate and activate America, and grow your business at the same time. Looking for new customers? Looking to have your business reaching out from sea to shining sea? Advertise with CSC Talk Radio. Believe in your product? Let Beth Ann be your personal spokesperson to properly brand your product and company. It's simple, easy, and affordable. Grow your business, grow common sense, and together we will bring America home. To be a part of CSC Talk Radio, call 573-796-2166. That's 573-796-2166. Or send email to beth@csctalkradio.com.
CSC Talk Radio is making available two pocket-sized booklets which will arm you with the truth. President Lincoln said, study the Constitution, let it be preached from the pulpit, proclaim the legislatures, and enforced in courts of justice. The Citizens Rulebook is a pocket-sized booklet containing the Bill of Rights, our Constitution, and much more, explaining our rules. A must-read and a convenient to carry. Keep one in your pocket, one in your car, and one in your purse. The second punch of power is Sheriff Richard Mack's Victory for State Sovereignty. Understanding that our states' rights supersede federal laws and mandates is vital and valuable information. The Supreme Court victory of Mack Prince versus USA is a victory for all states. $5 will put power in your pocket. Order now. Send $5 to CSE Talk Radio. Let me know you want a pocket full of power. Post Office Box 73, California, Missouri 65018, or order online at csctalkradio.com. $5 is a small amount to pay for a pocket full of power.